she just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Thursday, South Central Wisconsin, and welcome into the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Washley, I combined our names there. Good start to the show. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you today. Before we get into all that we have coming up, including Jesse Nelson, a little Brewers chat, what's a weird thing that we're tired of pretending is normal in sports and this or that? Ashley, how are you doing today?
Whoa, sorry. I am so good, Walter. How are you?
I've been good. You've been ribbing me for the last hour and a half. So
I have not been ribbing you at all. What do you mean?
I feel you do the veiled, I'm trying to help you while getting your chuckles in.
What? Well, Wally, maybe you should take it to the viewers.
Maybe one day we will.
Huh.
Maybe one day we will. Wally gets himself into predicaments. In the day-to-day world.
All the time. There's never not a day that Wally's not in predicament.
I am a people pleaser. That is a problem that I wear on my sleeve. I try to get better. I have not done that. Maybe that's a New Year's resolution next
obviously.
Year.
Obviously. Dude, come on. A New Year's resolution. Whatever.
I never follow through on those, so.
Does anybody?
Maybe this next year. I did promise at one point that I'd be at 250 by Christmas, and if I wasn't, I was going to walk a mile for every mile that I was still over. Not doing great on that front, so I got to be careful getting within 5 months here of that. And I will remind the world as I am walking around Dodge County for the 68th straight time when we get to December. But we're gonna get better. That's what we do every day on the Dam Sports Show.
Yep.
As the Milwaukee Brewers are going to look to get better as the trade deadline encroaches upon us now, less than a month away. And last night, the Brewers... Once again, this isn't as long-term, it's not as scary, but bit a little bit by the injury bug as Kyle Harrison left early with elbow soreness after the 5-1 defeat against St. Louis. Means there won't be a five-game sweep against the Cardinals, but that is the least of everybody's concerns. My takeaway from this, Ashley, is it just reinforces what we and what many people around the state have been saying, that it's got to be starting pitching, and without it, simply, I don't know if you get past teams like the Dodgers or the Braves.
I completely agree. And it's really concerning that we see another pitcher. I get that it's only elbow soreness. It's not, season ending. However, it's always worrisome when one of your starting pitchers goes down, especially with what we've seen with the Brewers. Okay, we lost Henderson. There's Henderson, there's Harrison. Harrison went out last night. We lost Henderson already. He's been on the IR. And then you have, or the IL. It's IL.
It is IL.
IR.
You're thinking IR football.
Yes. Okay, why can't we just keep it the same?
I'll put in a word for you. Let's make it IL everywhere or IR everywhere.
Yes, let's keep it consistent. We like the consistency. Anyways, not the point of what I'm ranting about. No, it's not a big deal that Kyle Harrison has elbow soreness. However, it just kind of shows you how quick it can happen with the Brewers pitching staff when we don't have the depth for starting pitchers. You can count on Miz. You could count on Woodruff when he's healthy. And you can count on Harrison when he's healthy. It's always right now, it's the when they're healthy, if they're healthy. Right now, you have Mizorowski that I think is the only starting pitcher that I have complete faith in. That's healthy and, alive. Well, they're all alive, but you know what I mean.
Well, after he works on a few things, that is.
Wally, it was out of the ordinary. Oh, I turned my mic up way too much. Sorry.
See, she got really angry for a minute.
It was out of the ordinary.
Sure.
It's okay, Wally, let's see. Let's say you are living You're living. You're just in your apartment. All of a sudden, two pigeons walk in. Is that out of the ordinary?
Yes.
So what are you going to do? You're going to fix your door that's open. It was out of the ordinary that Miz had home runs given up. So he's going to fix. He's going to tweak. He's going to let. Can we please? I don't want to get into this guy.
Well, just for the sake of analogies, though, it's not a couple pigeons in the household. It's a guy that usually has a crystal clean. You can eat off the counter and not worry about it.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, he has a pair of socks.
Which is why it's out of the ordinary.
He has a pair of socks laying on the ground now.
He has to go back to the drawing, not the drawing board.
Just pick up the socks, put them in the hamper.
You pick up the socks.
That's the next start.
What is he? Exactly. He's making tweets. Tweets.
But I understand what you're getting at. And I'd go actually a bridge farther, though, because, yeah, you do have Brandon Woodruff when he is eventually back from yet another shoulder injury, this time with the cyst, and you're banking and hoping that he is going to be good to go, ready to pitch at a high level when you get to the postseason. You can count on the Miz. We believe that. Right now, Kyle Harrison, I know that the elbow is sore. I'm not worried overly about him specifically, but I want to have – I feel you need – at this point of the year, four starting pitchers that you can really depend on. Because when you get to the postseason, it's going to be three that you're really going to lean on. But things happen between August and October, and you need to almost be over-prepared. Because a team like the Dodgers, they're not going to have this issue. They have five guys that they can depend on right now. And if a couple go down, they have no qualms about throwing the other two in. The Brewers are thinner there. I actually saw Jeff Passan, one of the great minds over with ESPN. He's a doctor of baseball. Mm-hmm. He wrote an article I believe it was earlier today, where he quoted it as the Brewers are the Dodgers without dollars. And it...
Oh, I love that.
It's so true, where they are so well run. The Brewers are just so deep at the minor league level. And then you get to the majors, you're spotting guys in now, taking places away from guys that help build a 24-over-500 record in the first half of a season. It's a beautiful problem right now, but at some point, and we're there, the Brewers got to stop being, this is awesome that we're so good in the regular season. Let's get to the NLCS, and maybe we get lucky. You got to create your own luck when you're playing a team like the Dodgers, and you got to go out there at the deadline, be aggressive. Again, I'm not calling for Scooble, Ashley, but I Clay Holmes, Joe Ryan, hell, you get the guys like Freddie Peralta out there. There's people that can come in and be a huge asset to this club.
And I completely agree. I think last night showed us with Harrison going down with elbow soreness. It's just elbow soreness. However, again, it shows you we need depth. We need to go out there and get a starting pitcher at this trade deadline. Because if we don't, we're going to get stuck in October with having just the Miz or just Harrison. And we cannot successfully go through an October run with 2 to 3 starting pitchers when you have the Dodgers, like you said, who has so much more depth than we do.
Well, and fun news is, though, you mentioned earlier in this Logan Henderson being down. He's going to be making his first appearance tonight since May 22nd. So you're hoping, with guys like that coming back, that he's going to be at least somebody that you can fill in and do an admirable job this time of year. But he's not a guy when you get to the postseason. I don't feel good when I have to say Logan Henderson's going to be going up against Shohei Ohtani in Game 4 of the NLCS.
Yeah, I mean, is there anybody that you feel good about throwing? I guess the Miz.
The Miz and the Shohei would feed families in the NLCS. Let that be like a Game 7, those two going at it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Sign me up tonight if you could guarantee that. Oh, I think everybody in the world would take that. And even then, you feel like a coin flip. That's just how good the Dodgers are. No, go ahead, please.
I feel like having Henderson back gives a little bit more hope to this pitching staff. But again, I think with how many injuries we have seen throughout this season, that you cannot like specifically and confidently say that the injuries aren't going to happen again. And I think that's why they need to go out and get a trade deadline starting pitcher. Because if Brandon Woodruff's out longer than we thought, you're down to only 2 to 3. Miz is a no-brainer. But Henderson, we haven't seen him pitch since May. Harrison, he's hit or miss. I don't trust Sproat. I don't know. Spro can be on and off, I feel like, too.
He can. And Gasser's the same way.
Gasser, and this is so nothing to do with his ability to play baseball at all, but he looks like a baby. He has a baby face. He looks like he is 18.
It's a beautiful problem to have. I wish we all had it.
It is. But yeah, even him, like, I don't love when I like watching The Miz, obviously, play. By the way, Robert Gasser is 27. I would have said 20. Not the point of this all, but I just wanted to point that out. Yeah, I just think that I'm worried that the Brewers are going to get into September or October and be like, hey, we're screwed. We have The Miz, and that's the game we can win. Otherwise, else we have pitchers who are not familiar with the playoff setting, or they're injured, and here we are going down, getting beaten by the Dodgers once again.
See, I'm not worried about that. I'll go as far to say I'm not worried about that, because I truly do believe that over the coming few weeks, you're going to see a flurry of moves from the Brewers. I really do think this is a year that they are going to really buy in and think that they can get over that hump. And with that, I think that you're going to see a starting pitcher. I think you're going to see a relief pitcher. Mm-hmm. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you do see a power bat. It's not going to be someone like Eugenio Suarez that was out there last year where you're trying to get a bidding war for a 50-home run guy. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be that. But bringing somebody who can hit 25, 30 home runs in a year, where you're talking about 10 home runs down the stretch in pivotal games, hopefully get hot in October, I'm confident in that. And even right now, this team, actually, since June 26th, they haven't had an off day. That is Radiothon. We remember how long Radiothon was.
Yeah.
They have not had an off day. They're actually playing more games than days with that doubleheader yesterday or 2 days ago against St. Louis.
Do they play tonight?
They do. They play every day from, what would that be, Friday, June 26th until the end of the first half, which is Sunday. And what have they done in that stretch? They've gone 9-5, including what has started a long, long road trip, one of the longest of the years. It might be the longest, where it's 11 straight road games where you have the Diamondbacks, it's the Cardinals, and then the Pirates. And right now, on this stretch, you're talking about a team that's 5-2.
Yeah.
They just seem to rise to every occasion, every obstacle that is thrown their way. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's hard to imagine a front office that doesn't get a little greedy, so to speak, at the deadline and say, you know, it might be worth moving off a couple pieces that are going to be big for the future to do it now.
Wally, I'm going to totally just throw a wrench in your mind. Is there any way they trade Yelich?
The only way you move Yelly is if you are getting a tangible beast this year. How many teams are selling?
Yeah.
That are saying, no, I will take on a aging veteran with a big dollar amount to give you assets that make you better now. I just don't think that there's a reasonable market for that.
And I completely 100% agree. I don't think they're going to do anything with Yelly. I just think it's a very interesting. I've seen it a lot online where people are like, maybe we will, you know, maybe Yelly will be gone. And while Yelly hasn't put up the numbers that he has since his MVP season, I just don't know if you would, one, like you said, there's not a market for it. Who's going to give him, and he's in, like you said, aging veteran. There's a lot of money attached to him. Who's going to buy that? And number two, I think that if somebody was interested in him, I think the Brewers would try to get a lot for him.
I don't know how much they'd be able to get. That would be the only thing.
I know. That's the problem, because what numbers has Yelich put up in the last couple years?
Yeah, because like right now, for instance, his contract runs through 2029. Mm-hmm. There's a mutual option in that 29 season. So in theory, you have 2.5 seasons left where he's making $23 million apiece. If Yelich is off the team, that will suck from that this guy was here. He really was a part of what has been built over the last decade. My spin zone is that if he's not here, that's an awesome thing. Not because he's gone, but because if you were able to move him, it was because you're able to get something that makes it worth your while, because this is one of the leaders in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine in a million years that they're going to trade him unless they literally run away and say, we robbed them. We stole them, guns a-blazing. So if Yelich is gone, I'm going to just say that's probably actually a good thing.
It would have to be a damn good trade.
Ashley, before we go to break, and we're going to be asking Jesse Nelson on the other side plenty of Brewers questions. I want to get his take, too, on Luke Fickell and the new athletic director over at Wisconsin and Sean Eichhurst. But before we get to that, I wanted to give a exciting update. Is that our third and final Milwaukee baseball bus trip of the season. We just wanted to let everybody know that has officially sold out. So if you were on the market, look again next year. We're going to have plenty more. Don't worry about that. But we have sold out. And we also want to make a note that tomorrow's Brat Fry is not going to happen anymore, that we're going to have our next Brat Fry next Wednesday at Mayville Tire. So there is no Brat Fry tomorrow. Instead, make sure you come out and join us Wednesday at Mayville Tire. Ashley, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time to say hello to our friend Jesse Nelson.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Oh, That was really
cool. I'm a songbird of this generation.
We're going to go to break now. We'll be back after this.
Sounds great. We will be back right after this with more on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Update your window treatments with window images, blinds, and shades. We carry everything you need, including vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Save big on window images, blinds, and shades. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. You push yourself in everything you do, scanning headlines for insights, keeping an eye on the market. Robinhood puts you in control of your money, all on one platform. You expect more from yourself, expect more from your money. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Again, that's Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The first thing I thought about is, what am I going to do?
Peggy and Willie were injured when a driver ran a stop sign.
I was injured pretty bad, and they rushed out to me and made sure that I got the medical attention that I needed to make that recovery. One call, that was all, and everything went well.
Here for you 24/7, Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
It's great to see you again, Randy. You're my best friend, and I have more flooring troubles for you to solve. I purchased a second lakefront property with my massive wealth, and it could use your professional touch, but I'm almost embarrassed for you to see them.
Relax, Wally. This is a judgment-free zone. We're here for you if you need new floors, but I'm not gonna hug you.
These floors make me uncomfortable, Randy. I feel like they're judging me.
Well, let's turn that judgment into jealousy. At Professional Floor Covering in Beaver Dam, we've got carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, ceramic, you just name it. We'll measure, help you design, keep it all within budget, whether you're a big shot like Wally or the average Joe.
And I think I'll have you look at my kitchen and bathroom while you're there, too.
That sounds great, Wally. To give your floor a fresh start to the season, just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam. Let the team at Professional Floor Covering turn your frustrations into fascination today.
Stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Get the inside look at Beaver Dam High School Athletics, weekdays at 4 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. You hear the music, you know what time it is. Jesse Nelson on the Dam Sports Show is brought to you by Wilde and Tausch's 10th anniversary, presented by Steinhoffel's Celebrate the 10 great years of Wilde and Tausch all summer long from 9 a.m. until noon on ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. Without further ado, he is Jesse Nelson. How are you doing today, sir?
I am great, Wally. I wish I had a friend as charming as Randy from Professional Floor Covering is to you. You guys are just like two peas in a pod in all these commercials I hear on this station. What a duo.
You know, the best part is at first, I don't think Randy was like big into doing this. And now it makes me so happy. I can see the enjoyment of what do we got on tap? What are we doing next? And credit to Jake. You know how hard it is behind the scenes. He's the one that makes all this magic happen, too. So big shout-out to him as well.
And he's a first-place Chicago White Sox fan, which I was getting in an argument with someone on Twitter about, because on Wilde and Tausch, was it last week? This I forget which week. I said they're not that good. And they're like, he's a first-place team. I'm like, yeah, but like the American League sucks. The Brewers are a good team. The Chicago White Sox are just like great. Like, okay, you're the best C student in the bad class. Like, you're still a C student. Just because you're the best in a bad class doesn't mean you're a good student.
You know, it's painful, too. I feel if you're an AL Central fan, plug your ears. But for the last decade, it feels like the AL Central is nothing more than the NFC South.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the NFC South is regarded as the worst division. Now I'm starting to think, like, in all of sports, who are the NFC Souths of every sport? So the AL Central is what you're going with in Major League Baseball, which I think you're right.
Thank you.
You know, they've had a couple of decent teams over the years. Like, they had three teams in the playoffs a year or two ago, but I don't think any of them advanced. Who else? The Big 12 is kind of the NFC South of college football.
Pretender of the Power Four. I love that.
Yeah, but basketball's different because the Big 12's been really good over the years. So,
if anything, maybe that's the Big East or something if you're talking about the non-mid-majors.
Oh, the Big East could be the NFC South. Yeah, it could be. I'll think more on this. I like this as a concept. We've talked on Wilde and Tausch and other shows I've been on before. Who are the Wisconsin Badgers of all the conferences, both in basketball and in football? And I think the best ones I've got, Kansas State in football in the Big 12 is the Wisconsin of the Big 12. I think LSU is the Wisconsin of the SEC, although they won a championship not that long ago. So it might really be Texas A&M, but they're a little culty to be Wisconsin. So there's a lot to think about there.
That's a fun chew on it topic here. We're in silly season. Maybe next Thursday when you come back on, we can devote a couple minutes and we can actually report back and get your answers on this.
Will do. That sounds like a good plan to me. Can I ask you guys a couple of questions before we get started?
I'd be humbled to answer your question. Hopefully I have an answer for you.
We might get a little off the rails here. So I shared this story yesterday on Wilde and Tausch, and it actually took over the entire first hour of our show again this morning. I went to the Dane County landfill yesterday.
Okay.
And I was overwhelmed and more intimidated by that experience than anywhere else I've been in my entire life. All I wanted to do, my wife stayed up north. I'm actually driving up north right now as we speak to go back up for a little extra holiday weekend part two. My wife, Becca, stayed up north the entire weekend. And so I came home, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try and surprise her and do something nice and clean up some stuff from our backyard. And we inherited some like old fence posts and things from the previous owners of our house when we moved a couple of years ago. They've been in our garage just collecting dust. I said, I'm going to try and actually clean some stuff up and, you know, be a nice husband and do a little surprise for when we get home on Sunday. And so I load all this stuff. I've got her car. I'm driving this, you know, mid-size SUV. I go over to the Dane County landfill, which opens at 6:30 in the morning, and it's open until 3:15. What weird hours, 6:30 to 3:15. So I get there. The line is like an amusement park ride line that's like 1 hour from this spot. Like, people are lined up on this frontage road like it's like Black Friday shopping, waiting for a store to get open. It was insane. And there's dump trucks, garbage trucks, pickup trucks, cars with trailers attached to them. I was by far the most inferior car there in a midsize SUV, and I totally messed up the entire thing. Cars are going every which way, getting in each other's way. I didn't know how to get in. There's like a scale you have to drive on, and I messed it up, and then a scary man in a yellow vest came and said I didn't have a ticket to be in there, and I had to go in. He called me into dump jail, and I had to go into the office and like pay a fee, and I was like, this is the wildest thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. Have you ever been in a similar situation of any kind, like what I felt like I was experiencing at 6:30 in the morning on Wednesday?
No, I can't say I've ever been to a... Actually, your hand's up. You go ahead. I've got questions.
That is exactly how the Brookfield, Wisconsin dump is.
What are you going to dumps too for?
I had to help my dad one time.
The only dump I'm going to is the dump in Cambria.
No, my dad and
good
I...
Dump.
Thank you. Nice.
Good dump.
Come on.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, the Brookfield one, if you don't get there like early enough, like you're waiting in line. It's terrible.
Wait, okay. So follow up for both of you then. Are you guys going then to throw things away? Are the people in line there to like scavenge the
throw things away, or at least for me it was like
ranches. What do you think people are doing at the dump? It's not the dump in Cambria. You're not going there having a beer and a burger, say, that's everybody doing tonight. We're the locals.
If we're in the confidential cabana, I was imagining when you said that you were going to the dump, I imagined Jesse in like boots and walking around like, ooh, did you guys see this? Let's take this back.
Have you never been to the dump?
No, I don't just go to the dump. I throw things away like the average American individual.
Crazy.
I mean, so when I was a kid, like, I'm not by any means a handyman. Like, I'm no Randy from Professional Floor.
No one is.
That's not me.
It's a hard.
The one thing I was good at that my dad trained me well for as a young lad in Muskego, Wisconsin, was taking stuff to the dump. We would bag our grass, or we'd have a bunch of yard waste and whatnot. And we'd be like, all right, Friday mornings, we hop in, we load up the car, we go to the dump, we drop it all off, and then sometimes we go to lunch after. So I understand, like, you check in with the lady in the little shack in the front. She says, what do you got? Oh, we got some wood. We got some compost. All right, well, the bin's over there. Great, thank you. You drive in, you unload it, you get out, you do your business. The Dean County landfill was nothing like that. I've gone to the Sun Prairie dump to drop off yard waste. Easy. The Dean County landfill was, like, a separate, like, dimension. It was the most wild thing I've experienced.
I really don't have anything to add. My face has been permanently stonewalled this entire time.
I'm shocked. You've never been to a dump.
I've never been to a dump. When I had grass clippings I had to throw out, I threw them in the woods in my backyard. This is just baffling development for me right now.
Well,
like you never had tree branches fall down. You're like, oh, this is too big to burn. Doesn't fit in the wood pile. I got to take it to the dump.
My dad's a pyrotechnic. Like, if it was at one point wood, my dad's gonna find a way to burn it.
Wow, well, never been to this. Well, I was fascinated by this too, so I probably need to now plan for it. The top wants to take a trip. I've still got another up the.
Jesse, are you up north?
I am on.
There you go.
Coming up Sunday. Okay, wait. Sorry, under a second. Hello.
We're like, where is he? All right, cool. Jesse, continue your point.
So Tosh has never been to the dump either. He said he wants to go on a field trip too. So we're going to get Wally and Tosh, and we're going to hop in my midsize SUV, and at 6:30 in the morning coming up in a week or two, we're going to take the rest of the swing set over that we knocked down last summer, and we're going to go to the Dean County landfill. You're going to get to experience this wild thing for yourself.
I'm in. I'm ready to go to dump jail.
Yep.
Give me the dump jail.
Well, we're not going to end up there. And scary man in the yellow vest, we want no part of him.
Well, Jesse, I guess we should probably talk about some sports on the show, too. At least that's what they tell us. That's what this is about. Question for you. So
we've been
peppering you the last several weeks when you come on, talking about the trade deadline, but in that time that we've been talking, Brandon Woodruff is down for an extended period of time. I know it doesn't look like it's going to be an extended period of time, but Kyle Harrison is dealing with some elbow soreness. we have been banging the drums on trying to get some help, whether it's relief pitching or starting pitching. Does this last week all but solidify that that is going to be the top of the docket for the Milwaukee Brewers over the coming weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
I am officially abandoning ship on my stance that the back end of the bullpen is the most important need for the Milwaukee Brewers. I now am on the what I believe is the majority in saying acquiring a starting pitcher that can go with Miz at the front of the rotation that gives you the best chance to contend in a best of three, best of five, or best of seven postseason series. That is the most important thing that I think the Brewers should still look to address. I don't know if it's Scooble. It might be somebody we haven't heard of that the Brewers are smarter than us at knowing who to go find, but that's going to be the most important thing. Kyle Harrison, since that Vegas start, has kind of sucked. His ERA is, I think, over five. Like, he's not good in the last five outings he's been out. And hopefully the All-Star break's a good chance to reset. Maybe he just lost a little mojo. But based on what his stats were with the Giants and the Red Sox previously, like, that's more along the lines of who he is than what he was at the first 2.5 months of the year. So I am definitely in the camp of let's go find a starting pitcher to make this team better and legitimate World Series contenders, which I think they are. They just need to be in a better position to be that before the trade deadline's up.
Will it be both things, though? We talk about starting pitching being the top of the order, though. That doesn't mean that they don't go out and get some help, whether it be relief pitching, whether they try to find another bat. Are they close enough? Does this team believe, like you, and it sounds like we believe, that they can be a World Series team, that they will go big and swing at multiple positions here?
So, and I want to preface it, like, because they lost the most recent game and Kyle Harrison wasn't very good last night, that's what's freshest on my mind. Let's not forget that they had a couple of great wins in Arizona in dramatic fashion. They pounded the Cardinals in the first three games from the seventh inning on Monday and Tuesday. Fantastic games. Like, there's a lot of good things going on. And they reached 25 games over 500 faster than any Brewers team in franchise history. The previous record was last year when they set a franchise record for wins and were the best team in baseball. There's a lot of good things about the 2026 Milwaukee Brewers. Let's not get that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, I do think there are a couple of things that they could do. Starting pitching and a reliever. I feel like every year they're in contention. They get some random reliever. And you like, we're always saying, let's make a splash the trade down. And then David Stearns previously or Matt Arnold now, they go out and they get some like David Smith from the Guardian. They're like, who the heck is this guy? And he comes in, he can pitch the sixth and seventh inning. And all right, you know, that was a pretty good acquisition. So I'd imagine something like a David Smith. I don't know if there's a David Smith, but how wild would that be if that's who they acquire? But a guy like an anonymous David Smith that I could see them going to get and then focusing a little more of their resources into acquiring a starting pitch.
Jesse, with just a couple minutes left, I wanted to shift gears. You guys on Wilde and Tausch earlier this week got to talk to the new Wisconsin athletic director, Sean Eichhurst. We asked Jason yesterday his initial reactions, and it was positive. It was the, hey, I'm encouraged, he said everything right. Where you were sitting, does this change your feelings on this hire after getting to talk to him? Are you overly optimistic, right in the middle, or kind of, I'm not sure about this?
So I liked what he had to say. I think what Wisconsin athletics, and let's be real, when we're talking Wisconsin athletics, 85% of the time we're talking about Wisconsin football, and then 15% of the time we're talking about everything else. They've lacked the identity that they had for the longest time under Barry Alvarez and into Paul Chryst, which was hard-nosed, winning the trenches, running the football, running back you, linebacker you. They've lost that. And so what I liked from Sean Eichhorst was he didn't say we need to go back to our old ways. He knows what made Wisconsin successful. He's a born and bred Wisconsin guy. He worked under Barry Alvarez for a while. But he also said what makes Wisconsin unique is the education. Mm. I love that from an athletic director, because when there's other schools that are just handing out checks and Wisconsin's never going to be those schools, they have money. Let's not get it wrong. They have money, but they don't have the kind of money that Ohio State does or Michigan does or some of the other big boys in college football or college sports. But what do they have is a world-class education. Use that as an advantage and find ways that you can incorporate NIL for athletes, but also in ways that benefit the partners, the advertisers, the supporters who are paying that money, and balance it with the education built in at the University of Wisconsin. I love that message from Sean Eichhorst. And just because it didn't go well at Nebraska more than a decade ago doesn't mean it's going to fail at Wisconsin. I hate that that's the only thing anybody nationally knows about this guy. Let's be open-minded to what he brings to the table here. His stock will probably never be higher. It's like when anyone gets elected to office, their approval's already at their highest right when they take office the first day. So we'll probably never be more in favor of him than we are right now, but I liked the opening messaging that he shared in his press conference and prior to that when he joined us on Wilby and Tausch.
Well, I'm interested the way you said that because I also start looking at it from the perspective of if he doesn't see the program do well this year in football, he's kind of got himself a free year because this isn't his guy he hired. This is going to be a team that if they do poorly, he can come in and say, I couldn't make a move. It was at the start of July. I only had some time. I imagine the approval rating for him will stay high next year, even if it goes south, as long as they feel like they got their guy at head coach.
Yeah, two quick thoughts on that. Number one, I love his background because he went to Nebraska where they had Bo Pelini. He fired Bo Pelini. And it turns out, in retrospect, they never should have fired Bo Pelini. It's
Bingo.
Nebraska. They're still recovering from trying to get better than what they were under Bo Pelini. So he can come in and assess if Luke Fickell's really not doing well or if it's everything around him and he's had some bad luck. Like, he can come in and assess that in a unique way, and I love that about the hire. And then the other component of that, I don't remember because I forgot because I went too long-winded on the first part.
Hey, absolutely. I've been there before. Jesse.
I give up. Checked out. I'm on vacation again.
Well, I hope you enjoy this vacation. Imagining you're not on a third one next week, we'll have you back on here. And I'm going to give you that homework assignment. I want you to start thinking about who the NFC South equivalent is, or who, however you want to do it. It doesn't even have to be that. If you want it to be strictly Wisconsin and equate them to teams around the world, I'd love to hear that too. That's your homework assignment for the week.
I'm sorry, who's the Wisconsin Badgers of Major League Baseball? That's an interesting one. Is it the Brewers? Oh, God. Is it the Brewers?
It's not the Brewers. Come on. Have some respect for the crew right now.
I mean, well, it's just, all right. I'll do my homework. I'll check back next week. Always appreciate you guys. Enjoy the dump.
Sounds great. Can't wait to get out there with you one of these days. Jesse, you're the man. We'll talk to you next week.
Wait a minute. Which dump are we talking about? I want to make sure we're on the same page.
You can go to the dump and celebrate with the dump on the way back.
Deal. I'm in.
There he goes. The great Jesse Nelson, as always. We'll get him back on next Thursday, get his homework assignment reported. Who knows? Maybe he has some more dump escapades. You going to the dump was the last thing in my entire life I expected, Ashley.
Why?
I just didn't expect you to be somebody, it's 6:30 on a Saturday. I was just rolling into the dump.
You have to get there early. And my parents made me.
Well, I didn't know that was the thing. So you know what? The more you know, the more you Coles.
What?
That's their saying, I'm pretty sure.
The more you go, the more...
No, the more you know, the more you Coles. I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
No, it's the more you know. It's not the... No, it's just the more you know.
The more you know, the more you Coles.
It's not the more you Coles. The more you Coles?
The more you know, the more you Coles.
The more you know, the more you Coles?
Like K-O-H-L.
K-O-H-L.
I did not make this up with my friends. This is a real thing.
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm going to have to do some research.
Like, Kohl's the...
Yeah, the more you know, the more you Kohl's.
Like, Kohl's the brand.
I don't know how else to say this to you. The more you know, the more you Kohl's.
I'm going to, shut off your mic.
Before she shuts off my mic, if you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards... Make sure you head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and their teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Going to find out if my mic still works. If it does, on the other side of the break, we are going to be talking a little bit about what bothers us. What are we pretending is normal in sports that shouldn't be? Next, here on the Damn Sports Show.
This is Tim Ladron, head boys basketball coach at Beaver Dam High School, listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
A ribbon cutting marked the completion of renovations at the Dodge County Pregnancy Support Center. Founding member Connie Garcia says the nonprofit continues to support expectant parents through free services made possible by community donations. A death investigation is underway after a 58-year-old inmate at the Columbia County Jail was found unresponsive Tuesday morning. Authorities say deputies and Portage EMS attempted life-saving measures, but the man was pronounced dead. The Arkansas man accused in the abduction of a Beaver Dam teenager has reached a federal plea agreement. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released the 2026-27 general school aid estimates. The Wisconsin DNR's GameBird survey is open through August 31st. K&B Tree, Lawn, and Landscaping in Beaver Dam is celebrating 50 years in business. With your ESPN News, I'm Allison Beggs.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need, close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
This show is all about accountability. It's the one and only Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Live every weekday afternoon on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
She hates to see me succeed. Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show, where we do know the more you know, the more you calls. Can confirm, Ashley?
No, because I'm not even looking. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I'm looking at Google searches right now, proving that Wally once again comes out on top.
Wally once again is not right.
Just stacking W's over here.
What other W's have you ever had?
You must be sick to see me succeed like this.
Why would I be sick on something that you're not right about?
It makes her ill. You can hear it everywhere. And I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate.
Tao.
Everybody's going to want to do this too. Come on, get ready, baseball fans, because this Friday, July 10th, the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders are bringing the excitement with an incredible night. I almost said exciting twice. Can't do that.
You're doing great.
I'm doing, no, this is, you just hate to see a guy succeed. That's
you
all this is.
So it wasn't, okay.
You know, you're not invited. Everybody else is invited because it's going to be an incredible night at Air Baker Field. Be one of the first 500 fans, Ashley's not allowed, through the gates, and you'll take home a Caleb Durbin bobblehead, which she would love to have, but she's not going to be able to. Make sure you don't head out early because amazing fireworks will light up the sky after the game. She'd love to be there. She can't hear them. It's the perfect summer night for the whole family. Whole family's going to have fun. The Dock Spiders are way more than baseball. From affordable tickets and great giveaways to awesome daily specials and nonstop entertainment, the Dock Spiders will help you take a 9-inning vacation every time you're at the ballpark. Make sure to grab your tickets now at DockSpiders.com. Again, grab your tickets now at DocSpiders.com. Sounds like it'd be a fun time. Too bad you can't come, Ashley. Sorry, I had to make that an executive decision here.
Whatever, Walter.
Not allowed. We're going to have a station-wide party and celebration. And just like that buzzer, you won't be allowed there.
Whatever.
Ashley, you had the idea earlier. I really like this, too.
Wow. You complimented me.
Yeah, I, unlike you, I did root for my colleagues, my teammates, to succeed in life. But you came up with the idea, and I thought this was a fun idea to talk about a little bit before we get into this and that, this or that to end the show. Sports things we're tired of pretending are normal. And one jumped out to me right away, plugged this in, tried to get some ideas. One jumped out to me. I'll share mine first, and I'm going to give you the floor to tell me anything you want.
Okay.
Nothing infuriates me more than this time of year. It's slow in the sports world outside of baseball. Football season's just gearing up. Basketball season's down. Hockey season's down. And what do we hear every offseason from every sport ever, except this guy? You got to wait to see it. This is incredible, Ashley. He's in the best shape of his life right now.
Yeah, like, aren't they all in the best shapes of their life?
Just, like, coming off, like, a torn ACL, you have no idea how good I feel. I feel better than before the injury. For all I know, it's true.
I bet you would feel better if you had your full ACL.
Yeah, I bet you would.
I agree with that one.
You have you're telling me 12 full months that you could have been healthy and getting stronger and faster. You're telling me, actually, me not playing, me being able to walk in one of those resistant pools with some bands, now I'm feeling better? Or the guy that's, I shaved off 15. It sounds like me. I shaved off 15 pounds. Just wait.
Yeah, it's
just
like,
wait.
You're telling me that, like, we, I don't know. You're telling me that they're in the best shape of their life. What have they been doing every other offseason?
It's different. This time it's different. And they were in the best shape of their life last year.
Yeah.
And they were in the best shape of their life the year before that. This time, it's different. Buy in. Every time you hear it, just know it's complete sincerity, and you can expect them to be a beast and then whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
How about you? What, is there any things that are, what, pretending that they're normal that really kind of set you off in sports?
How about the fact that the Brewers haven't had an off day since June 26th?
Well, I kind of like that.
Really? You don't think they need, like, a day break?
I absolutely think they do.
Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love watching them every night. I turn them on every night. I love watching them. But I know as a softball player, I would play, like, a tournament in my arm would be dead come Sunday night. And I'd be playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Granted, there are multiple games in the day, but I just remember my arm being dead and you're so tired. Don't they start, I know they have a lot of rehab and whatnot, but give the poor men a break. for some 24 hours.
But you kind of even hinted at it. As a fan, those Mondays and Thursdays during the summer where you're like, oh my God, we were at the long day factory at work today. Now we're getting home. I can't wait to turn on the game. And then you flip it on and you're like, wait, no, it's an off day. Oh, I have to wait 24 hours. That is hell. Or when there's a rain out and you're excited and then they're like three innings in. Sorry. Hope you had fun.
But
not going to happen.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Whoops.
All right. How about one other one for me right now? But how about, I like this one. When fans start calling a superstar untouchable in a sport, it's almost the kiss of death to immediately know that this person is going to move in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
We even got to experience that kind of in our own world with Giannis over the last 18 months where it was at five stages of grief where it started with denial. No, he wants to stay here. He's going to stay here. And then you work your way down with the grief, the depression, and then there's the acceptance. And we're finally at the acceptance stage. But it all could have been avoided if we didn't have the whole song and dance of the last 18 months. So that's something I wish could get away. Let's not use untouchable. It is a business. Everybody is available.
Yep, I agree. My other one, every injured player being day-to-day. What does that mean?
Or questionable in football.
You know whether they're playing or not. They're not just going to wake up Sunday morning and be like, I'm back.
Guess what?
You know.
Today's the day.
I've been injured for the last 3 weeks, but I woke up on this Sunday and I said, wow, my arm's not broken anymore. Like, what are we doing?
It is Thursday.
It is.
So we're going to pretend that it is continuing to be normal. This or that coming up here on the Damn Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms with fog and spots tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 61. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 82. And foggy early tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently 83.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the sports tab at DailyDodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
Ball Weg Implement is your John Deere lawn care headquarters. Thinking of a new John Deere compact utility tractor? Want to know how to maintain your tractor? Stop in Saturday at 9 a.m. for their compact tractor service clinic and ride and drive the full line at their Beaver Dam location on North Spring Street. And they can offer 0% financing and cash off on many compact tractor models. Remember, 9 a.m. this Saturday, Compact Tractor Service Clinic, Ball Weg Implement in Beaver Dam. Online anytime at ballweg.biz.
Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. For consumer and ag use only, down payment may be required. Available now through August 4th.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we are committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
They're doing their best to work like Wildy today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Paul Lukashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski here on the Damn Sports Show with you on this beautiful Thursday night. And it is Thursday, so we round out the show with this or that. Ashley, take it away.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, during a baseball game, would you rather be allowed to use one trampoline per game or one invisible cloak for 10 seconds per game?
The invisible cloak would be easy to steal a base, I imagine.
Right? Because, like, they're not going to know where you are.
If the trampoline, though, like, will I be able to basically just say, trampoline, go, like, go, go, gadget, trampoline?
Yeah. So, like, let's say, like, you're trying to rob a home.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, do I have to have the trampoline in the right place, or can I shoot it out?
Yeah, you can shoot it out.
All right, I think I'm going to take the home run one, because in theory, you could save more than one run, where if you steal a base, it's just one run.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So, I'm taking trampoline.
Okay, I like that. I think I would do the same.
Well, you'd need a trampoline.
Thanks,
Wally. You still wouldn't rob the home run. Isn't that going to...
Yes, I would.
Yeah, right. You know how tall those walls are?
Do you know how high I can bounce on a trampoline?
I don't think high enough. I don't think high enough. Next.
Whatever. Have a tiny referee follow you around and call penalties on your daily life. Or just have a sports commentator narrate everything you do.
Oh, so, like, that's a good one.
No, but imagine, like, Wade Bates.
No, I mean, that's a great question. Oh. I could see it go either way. Wade Bates following you?
Yeah, but, like, you're his daughter.
I can only imagine. Like, what would be, like, the goal equivalent? He sent an email. Bill! Or if I make fun of you in the office, I have a little tiny referee yellow card. Referee! Referee, she started it! I think, I kind of want the referee. Does the referee call fouls on others too, or just me?
Ooh. I think it would be others too.
Then I want the referee. But imagine that, like, come in the middle of a conversation.
Could you imagine? Yeah, if that happened, and like, what if you get like two yellow cards? Do you get a red card? And then what do you have to do? Like, sit out for what? Like a day of life?
Yeah, I'm imagining like you're talking to like you're dating somebody, and you're in an argument, and all it's gonna do is get you in more trouble when the referee sides with you, even though it's just the unbiased third party observer.
Yeah, it's like there would, like, the referee would be like, newsflash, pal, and then the girl would just be even more angry. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Give me the ref.
The ref?
Okay. Give me the ref.
Yeah, I think the ref would be really fun. Because I'm just imagining, like, Wade, like, if I messed up, he would totally, like, say something.
Oh, she lets down her entire family in town.
Yeah. Thanks, Wade.
Appreciate it. I was having a bad day.
Yeah. Oh, wait. All right. Every time you score. No, I don't like that one.
Good. That's the one I wanted.
Okay. Well, okay. Be able to challenge one call per game with rock, paper, scissors, or settle overtime with dodgeball.
I hate both of those.
I love dodgeball.
Well, see, I like dodgeball, but I'm trying to imagine, like, the Mets and Brewers and, like, the NLDS going in extra innings, and I really hope Miz can throw a dodgeball. Yeah. But, like, rock, paper, scissors, you could challenge anything.
Yeah.
And then you know you're wrong. Nope, I challenged.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. You were out at first. You were safe by, like, 10 feet.
Yeah.
Nope, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a really good point. So what are you picking?
I'm going to take rock, paper, scissors. I kind of like the injustice of it all.
I think I'm going to go with dodgeball just because I haven't played dodgeball in so long, and I think it would be so fun to settle things like that.
Ugh. Last one.
Okay. We'll have to wear flippers every Friday or a bike helmet every Sunday.
Give me the flippers.
The flippers?
It's a fun conversation starter on a Friday.
I would do the bike helmet because I'm just imagining working a broad fry in flippers. That would be terrible.
Yeah, but you coming out the drinks and grabbing a...
Your feet hurt so bad.
I'll take a beer. Oh, ignore the helmet.
Yeah. Did you bike here? No.
Yeah, I walked. That is going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show today. We will be back one more time with you this week. Same time, same place tomorrow with another edition of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Homer Hour coming up next. Have a great night, everybody.